1983. And they've got a song on here with a fellow Detroiter, Mitch Ryder, doing guest vocals. They've got another song on here with Ozzy Osbourne doing vocals. They've got Mel Torme on a song. But did you know, here's a fun fact. Don Was went to high school with Doug Feiger. Doug Feiger of The Knack. And he sings on this track. It's Smile. Some Was Not Was here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Got a request? Call me up. 412-268-WRCT. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Popular Creeps wrapping up that set of music from their latest album, On All of This Will End in Tears, with Tear Me Apart. For the Popular Creeps, how about the Delgados? I mean, if you're going to have a pop song, just call it Sucrose. Just basically call it sugar. And that's what they did from Domestiques. Played Red Cross in that set of music, doing their version of The Go-Go's How Much More, and started off from 1983, Was Not Was. A little help with from Doug Feiger of The Knack, from their Born to Laugh at Tornadoes album, and Smile. Smile, I need you to smile. I do. If I had a public service announcement about depression, I would read it right now. How about this? How about this? Are you over your head in debt? Well, every year, millions of Americans find themselves with serious money problems. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know that there is help available. The NFCC is a network of accredited nonprofit community-based agencies that offer free and low-cost budgeting and money management services. If you call 1-800-388-2227, you'll find out more information about an NFCC agency near you, or just go to nfcc.org. This public service announcement from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock Radio Program in WRCT. Again, if you have a request, you got to reach out to me. You can think it. If you think it and I play it, one of us will be amazed. But if you reach out to me and I play it, then you know, we're less of amazement, but more of that's how things work. That's the societal norm. If you want something, you need to request it. Doesn't mean I'm going to have to play it. I'm not obligated to play it, but normally you give me some good requests. Phone number is 412-268-WRCT, or you can email me. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Tom reached out. I think he's in his car traveling. Hopefully he's not going through a tunnel. Always happens. Someone requests a song and then they're like, I went through a tunnel. Or he's not out of range because he's heading out. He's getting out of town for the weekend. And why? Well, he explained to me that it's a competition that he hosts of the annual potato cannon. Potato gun competition. A spud gun. So he's like, do you have a song for me? Do you have something you can play in celebration of this spud gun competition? I was like, well, why not just go all the way back to Pittsburgh's own The Spuds? Yeah. It's Patty Burns, My Eyes. It's The Spuds for you, Tom. It's the Viva La Mock Radio Program. My name is Paul. I'm the host.
This is over 65. Three-digit number, I don't play it anymore. Doesn't do enough to feel my dreams. Starting to sweat, here's the theme song. Come on, honey, we got the first number. Second number, I should have played it. Fifth and sixth number, another $3. Patty burns my eyes. Patty burns my eyes. Patty burns my eyes. Why'd I live such an ordinary life?
such an ordinary life. Patty burns my eyes. Patty burns my eyes. Patty burns my eyes. Why'd I live such an ordinary life? Such an ordinary life. Patty burns my eyes. Patty burns my eyes. Patty burns my eyes. Why'd I live such an ordinary life?
I'm bringing on home, Ray. Oh, Stacy, Stacy. Bob Cosmo, I live by your forecast.
from their pressed and ironed CD, which I do not recommend you do that to any of your own CDs. It's Detroit's Crossword Smiles, wrapping up that set of music with Lotus. Before that, Dumb. Dumb from the Pray For Tomorrow. It's a brand new release from Dumb. Foot Control, Dinosaur Jr. from 1987, doing Peter Frampton's Show Me the Way. Played Ice Age in that set of music as well with Shake the Feeling, and started off the entire set for Tom, who's going out for a potato cannon competition, a spud gun competition out in the greater Ohio Pile area. So if you're out there and you see him, or if you see some guy just shooting off a potato gun, I played him the spuds with Patty Burns My Eyes. Tom, I gotta warn you, potato guns can be dangerous. I don't have a public service announcement about that, but they can be dangerous. You could shoot your eye out. Hey, my name is Paul. If you didn't know that. It's a show called Viva La Mock, if you didn't know that. Comes to you live each and every Friday evening, if you didn't know that. And there are encore presentations throughout the week. In the summer months, it might be Tuesday night. It might be Tuesday afternoon. I've seen the schedule, but I don't remember when it is. Hey, don't forget, if you would like an hour of blues, classic and traditional blues music, you know what? We've got something that's twice as good. It's 2 hours of a show called The Deep Blues Hours. Well, just hour. It's the Deep Blue. You got it. You'll figure it out. Steve does it each and every Monday from 8 until 10. It's the Deep Blues Hour, but there's 2 hours of it. It's classic and traditional blues right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Now, for my encore listeners, sometimes my encore listeners, you only get 2 hours of my four-hour show. So in this case, if you're listening right now, you're getting the first 2 hours of my show from May 5th, 2023. And earlier in the show, I teased that I said, hey, you know what? We lost Gordon Lightfoot. I'm going to play a Gordon Lightfoot song at some point. And I didn't want to, like, tease it and then not have you hear it because you were listening to the encore. So how about I play it? In fact, it's by a band that the Trouser Press noted, saying, despite so many great reviews, it's astonishing that this band has only garnered the following the size of a kitchen sponge.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts would tell. We'll be right back.
time moving, ghost from a wishing well. Castle dark, the fortress drawn, the chains around my feet. I know that ghost is me. Movie claim to play the scene. The feeling's gone, and I can't take it.
I fell so deep. $5 more, they'll hang me high. Still my spirit will survive. There's money over there, but not for long.
Cuidado con que tú dices, or I'll tear your heart in pieces. He said that he knew what he did not know. He told and he called himself El Romanzo. He said that he went where he would not go. He told me he was born down in Mexico. He said he talked fast but reacted slow. And he called himself cuenta un poco a dónde fue, porque era un mentiroso. He said he'd always win, but I think he lost. He covered up his sins at a mighty cost. He thought he was beloved, but he was below, and he called himself. El Romanzo.
John Doe from his latest release, Fables in a Foreign Land, came out last year with El Romanzo. Getting you into the theme, the spirit of what today is. It is May 5th, 2023. It's Cinco de Mayo. Before that, how about Los Rancheros from Adam and the Ants? Ian McCullough from Echo and the Bunnymen fame, lead singer. Birthday is today, 64 years old. Happy birthday, Ian. Played Proud to Fall from the Candleland album. And I started the entire set. The entire set started off with The Black Watch, a band that's been around for over 30 years. They've got a bazillion albums out, and a lot of them are really good albums. In fact, I'd say most of them are. In fact, maybe all of them are. I've never listened to all of them. But they're Lime Green Girl album came out in 2000. Not 20, 2000. Came out 23 years ago. And that was them doing a version of the late Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind. That's what started off that entire set of music. Hey, we've got about 15 minutes left in this hour, so my encore listeners... Yeah, you know what that means. You got about 15 minutes left before my encore program's over. Had a caller call in and say, Moxter, it is Cinco de Mayo. What are you doing? What are you doing? I got stuff hidden in my sleeve is what I'm doing. Sprinkling it in throughout the night like the John Doe. And a very special mock for those who get to listen to the full program. That is in relation to said Cinco de Mayo. Judge for yourself. Here's a band called the Denver Mexicans. With the Denver Mexican theme, it's the Viva La Mock radio program. We'll be right back.
scorched earth, fire and rain. Dead will dance come judgment day. Old sun, cold sun, black someday. Upon. The sun meets the moon when the light meets the dawn. So burn down the orchards and slaughter the flock. Cross your fingers when you tell your lies. Cross your
Easter night. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Dabba got leukemia, 14 years old. Lived like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Right. The next day was thrown away by the very same bike.
if you are listening to this show on Friday, May 5th.
Thank y'all very much for the drive-by truckers.
Those boys will be in town.
We're going to do one more, and then we're going to have to go, I guess.
On Tuesday. On Tuesday, May 9th, they are in town performing at the Library Music Hall in the Carnegie Library Hall. Whatever you want to call it, it's in Homestead. I think I'm going to go to the show. I haven't seen those boys in such a long time. It's embarrassing. In fact, the last time I saw them, they were at that same venue. And it might be 10 years now. That's a sad, sad fact for the Moxer to admit live on the air. But anyway, so that was recorded live back in 1999. That's a 24-year-old recording of the Drive-By Truckers from the Alabama Ass-Whoopin' CD. Which I don't know if it ever got reissued. I know I talked to Patterson about that one time because I may or may not have a box full of that CD in a closet somewhere. And he was like, whoa. That thing's out of print. Anyway, People Who Died, a Jim Carroll song. Before that, the Sadies, who I think were just in town, like maybe even last night, with the first 5 minutes off their Internal Sounds album. And I started everything off with the Denver Mexicans from their self-titled album with the Denver Mexican theme. Hey, don't forget, chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 4 million Americans. It's real. It can be devastating. If you go to cdc.gov/CFS, find out the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed. Get diagnosed. Get helped. For those listening to my encore show, we are bidding you farewell. For the rest of you, hang tight. There's more Viva Lamont coming up. Just past 11 o'clock here on 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. And we all know around 11 o'clock, I, the Moxer, do this thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. Some happening events that maybe you need to know about. I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza and hoagies and wings. And they also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in the dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK. That's 412-362-7725 or spackbrothers.com. Again, spakbrothers.com. Now let's turn our attention to that WRCT music and radio calendar. We'll start things off with the radio calendar. Let you know some things going on around town as it is May 5th. And our calendar's pretty empty. How about that? Everything seemed to end at the end of April, and then I think with school ending, kids are like, ah, we're done. The Pittsburgh Savoyards? Do I say that right? Savoyards? Savoyards? We'll go with that. They closed their 85th season with the premiere of Gilbert and Sullivan's very first operetta, Thespis, on Mount Olympus. It's going on this weekend at the Greater Pittsburgh Masonic Center in Ross Township. More information at PittsburghSavoyards.org. And that's Pittsburgh, SavoyArds.org. That's still going on. Oh, how about I'll just tell you, the Pittsburgh Marathon's happening. That's happening this weekend. And if you are listening to my voice and you live within, I'll say, a half hour radius of the city of Pittsburgh, find your way into the city. I find the Marathon Sunday is one of the most fun days of the year here in Pittsburgh. Truly is. People are out on the streets, they're celebrating, they're cheering the runners on. Find your favorite neighborhood, find the map. When the runners run through there, hang out there. That's happening this weekend, so I'll call that an event. Don't forget about the Banjo Club, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club, meeting each and every Wednesday at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on Cedar Avenue on the north side. Now, I'm not asking you to be in the band, but you guys should go out and watch the rehearsals. Yeah, so it's a band with tubas and banjos and trumpets and all that good stuff, and they're playing all the hits of the 20s and 30s. Sing-alongs, I think they have refreshments available. You do need to call for reservations because it has gotten that popular. 412-321-1834.